There are a few things I want to explain to you, and I'll try to define to the best of my ability.
Welcome to the After Dark Program with Kimberly F. Brown. It's just Kimberly, 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 Brown, Brown, Brown. Welcome to Brown on Cleveland, the After Dark Program.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit back and relax. It's time for Brown on Cleveland and the After Dark Program with your podcast host, Kimberly F. Brown.
After Dark Program with Kimberly F. Brown. It's just Kimberly, 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 Brown, Brown, Brown. Welcome to Brown on Cleveland, the After Dark Program.
The Brown Report Newspaper, the Brown on Cleveland Podcast, Brown, 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 simply Brown on Cleveland, is being brought to you by Duckside Promotions, LLC. This is our disclaimer. We do not own the rights to any music or sound effects aired on the After Dark program, nor on the Brown on Cleveland podcast.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, and even good morning. My name is Kimberly F. Brown with Brown, 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 simply Brown on Cleveland. And this is all talk, no gossip, and just a little bit of drama. Only a little bit. Now, I know that it's been quite some time before I've been on the mic talking about a podcast. It's been quite a while, but it's very important for me to come before you today to talk about election 2023. That's right, election 2023. Now, I want to go to the city of Maple Heights. Maple Heights, some people may call it Maple. I am beginning to call Maple Heights Messy Maple Heights. Here's the deal. This year, there is an election. There's an election for the mayor's seat, and there is an election for, I believe, three of the council seats. But let's talk about the mayor's seat. Now, we know that the incumbent, Annette Blackwell, is the mayor of the city of Maple Heights. We know that she got the city out of fiscal emergency. The city was in the red for more than 12 years under the previous administration. We know that Annette Blackwell, she took the bull by the horn and she cleaned up the city of Maple Heights. Not saying that Maple Heights is 100% where it should be, but it's better today than what it was yesterday. This is under the direction of Mayor Annette Blackwell. Blackwell also increased the housing rate. She increased the bond rate. She went from a B to a B, triple A bond rate. Maple Heights credit is now good, if not excellent. She also restarted the road repavement program under the previous administration. The roads began to crumble, and it is under her leadership that these things begin to happen. Maple Heights is moving, is growing, and is developing in the right direction. Now, here's the interesting thing about elections. It always tickled me when somebody wants to challenge an incumbent who's actually doing what he or she needs to be doing. People want to challenge people once the current person cleans all of the dirt and the mud and the filth up under the carpet. So now that Annette Blackwell has taken her human vacuum and cleaned up under the carpet, here comes a man named Stafford Chanet. Now, Chanet is a very interesting individual. This man has been on city council, I believe, for maybe two, maybe three terms, but he has not accomplished anything. During this term of him serving as councilperson, Mr. Stafford Chanet is not on any committees. He does not serve on any authorized committees, which simply means that Stafford Chanet does not know what is going on within the city of Maple Heights because he is not at the decision-making table. I'm going to repeat, Stafford Chanet is not on any authorized city committees. Government is run by committees. He, by choice, is not on any committees, number one. Number two, this guy named Stafford Chanet, he appears to be a financial nightmare for the city. Now, a group of concerned business owners, they developed a postcard, and I have one of the postcards right in front of me. This is what it says. It says, a financial nightmare. It says, Maple Heights. Hardships happen, but habitual financial irresponsibility does not qualify you to manage millions of our tax dollars. If you cannot manage your own money, you cannot manage our city finances. We won't go back. This postcard was disseminated, originated, and put out by concerned business owners. Now, the postcard is it's really funny, but it's not. Because under Stafford Chanet, now, sidebar, Stafford Chanet is also the ward leader for the Democratic Party of Maple Heights. That's a matter laughable. Again, he's a candidate for mayor. But here's the thing. He has two Chapter 7 bankruptcies. It appears that every 7 or 8 years, this dude files for bankruptcy. Now, that's pretty suspect to me. I'm not going to say what I really want to say, but that's interesting. It also says that he has multiple state liens, tax liens, which simply means that, dude, I guess you have a problem with paying your state taxes. How do you want to be mayor for a city and you can't even handle your own responsibility, right? And then it says he has multiple judgments, which simply means that apparently he likes being sued or he simply likes to go to court. Now, we know that Chanet, let me make this clear, there were rumors that he was an attorney, a lawyer. He's not a lawyer. He's not an attorney. He's not an attorney. He's not a lawyer. What he is simply a paralegal. He works somewhere in somebody's law firm. Somebody said he's a secretary, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and simply say that he is an attorney. There's a rumor going out that this dude makes six figures. Well, that's not true either. During my investigation on this guy, I pulled his Ohio finance report that you have to file every year with the state of Ohio. And trust me, he does not make six figures. Hell, he don't even make $80,000. and he don't make $60,000, maybe somewhere between $40,000 and maybe $45,000. Plus he gets the $15,000 from being a council person who does not serve on any committees. So at best, he probably makes about $55,000, give or take $5,000, maybe 60, but this guy does not make six figures, you guys. No, no, no. But at any rate, let's get back to the issue at hand. This guy has no experience with handling millions of dollars. Plus, it's almost damn impossible because he can't even handle his little $40,000 or $45,000. Listen, Maple Heights. This is the first time. This is Brown on Cleveland. This is the first time I've ever seen a candidate for mayor who has a team of people running for council people. And two of them also have bankruptcies. They do. And then there's a young guy they got running in District 4. He has absolutely no experience whatsoever. And truth be told, even on a form that the young guy submitted to the Board of Elections, he couldn't even spell the word council. He spelled council with an S rather than a C. Brown, simply Brown on Cleveland. Listen, Maple Heights. Now, truth be told, I know that sometimes we get into the concept where we don't like people because we don't like their attitude, we don't like their personality, because they may have a jazzy disposition. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that Annette Blackwell will never, ever, ever win a personality contest. Truth be told, you won't, and I won't either. And definitely not Stafford Chanette. Nope. So let's be clear. Let's be smart about this. Let me tell you this. In 1988, the city of East Cleveland got rid of Mayor Eric Brewer. Regardless of what you think about Mr. Brewer was the only mayor to actually get the city of East Cleveland out of fiscal emergency. But the city of East Cleveland was not that smart. They decided that they didn't want Mr. Brewer because of personal issues, which in fact was the dumbest thing ever, and I did say dumb. And ever since they got rid of Mr. Eric Brewer, the city has declined to the point where they need to just shut East Cleveland down. Now, let me turn to Maple Heights. You may not like somebody because they won't kiss your ass. You may not like them because you say they're not nice. Personally, Kimberly Brown, Brown on Cleveland. I am not a nice person, but I am a very kind person. Very kind. I have probably made more accomplishments in this region than anybody who may be listening to this podcast. Let me say this. Maple Heights, be wise. Let's not be dumb. Don't be dumb. Don't make a mistake like East Cleveland. Don't go backwards when your wheels are going forward. It's just the truth. In politics, telling the truth about someone's history that can be backed up by documentation and court records is not negative reporting. It is the truth. Most people say they worship God in spirit and in truth. It is the truth. It is not my fault. It is not anybody's fault that Stafford Chanette has bad credit. It is not our fault that he has multiple bankruptcies, tax liens, and multiple foreclosure filings. That is his fault because of his irresponsibilities when it comes to managing his own finances. That is his fault. It is not negative reporting. It is his fault. Maple Heights residents would make a very bad decision if they decided to elect Stafford Chanette for mayor for the city of Maple Heights. He's the wrong candidate, and this is the right time. He's the wrong candidate. Do not listen to the Democratic Party. Don't listen to the precinct people. He is the wrong candidate, the wrong person to run the city of Maple Heights. I can only warn you, but at the end of the day, Kimberly Brown, Brown on Cleveland, I have no dogs in this fight. Not a one. Not a one. Consider this. You have been warned. He is a financial nightmare. Again, 2 chapter, 7 bankruptcies. It's a pattern. Multiple state tax liens. It's a pattern. At least 4 foreclosure filings. It's a pattern. Multiple judgments. It's a pattern. A bank would not give you, will not give you a loan. When you come to them and you have a history like Mr. Stafford Chanette, they would tell him no if they didn't help him walk himself out the door. Listen, there's an old saying that Fred Sanford would say. He would say, not only dummy, but your eyes may shine, your teeth may grit, but this is one mayoral seat you ain't gonna get. My name is Kimberly F. Brown with Brown, 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 simply Brown on Cleveland. I invite you to punch back if necessary, because understand this, this is election 2023, and we're looking towards a knockout and a knockdown. Chanette, the candidate for mayor, is not the one to serve Maple Heights. Maple Heights, do the right thing. Make the best choice for you and your family. Once again, you have been warned. This is Brown, Brown, Brown. My name is simply Brown on Cleveland.